Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
two, three. Hooray! Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray! I want to feel it so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Doctor, Mr. M.D., Doctor, now can you tell me?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Hey, magical engineer Frank, you doing okay over there? Magical engineer on the board, best engineer in the business. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about repair, build, and grow. How can we do that? Well, there's a plan, and we're going to show it to you. We got some other stuff, and we have a quack report today. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm in the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face, of mine and the time, because it grows short. Today's devotional puts us in Psalm 5 and says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defends them. And let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Absolutely. You want chariots of fire round about you? Hedges? God's shields? And buckler? And by the way, buckler is a small dagger. That's for, you know, real intense, personal, up-close defense. So the Lord will hide you under the shadow of his wings and be your shield and buckler. Yeah, that's what he does for children, his children that love him. So let's show him we love him, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up on the quacker, there's a study on the mortality decreasing in American children. They said the all-cause mortality rate for children ages 1 to 19 increased by 10.7% between 2019 and 2020, and the trend is continuing through 2020 and 2021, about 8.3% there. Researchers found that the increase in childhood mortality were minimally related to the COVID-19. They said fatal injuries, drug overdoses, alcohol poisoning, suicide, homicide, vehicle accidents drove the spike in mortality. They're actually reaching out. They're saying we're in a tipping point here by the number of child-related deaths not offsetting our gains. So what does the Bible say about a nation that not in good standing with the Lord? He forgets the children. Yep. So we have to turn it around, seek the Lord's face here. All right. Last but not least in the quack report, Canadian Cancer Society. Well, this is just, I don't know if there's any words to describe this. They're saying trans women should consider screenings for neocervix cancer. So the Canadian Cancer Society advising men that it describes as a trans woman to have, you know, who have had what they call bottom surgery to discuss cervical cancer screenings with their doctors while acknowledging that men don't have cervixes. So men with neocervixes or imaginary ones, I guess, or ones that they think are created somehow during the surgery, they say they have a very small risk of developing cervix cancers of tissues in this area. However, the Canadian Cancer Society say trans women do need to get screened for cervical cancer. Makes no sense, does it? And that wraps the quack report. Okay.
Thank you, Frank. Oh, by the way, you have to have a cervix if you want to have a baby. Men don't have those. Okay. All right. Let's talk about repair, build, and grow here, because our human body has to have certain elements to function. Now, a human metabolism cannot function without some basic elements like oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon, calcium, and phosphorus. So these elements comprise 99% of basically what the body needs. And the other elements are sulfur, potassium, sodium, chlorine, and magnesium. So these elements are known as the Super 11. And humans also need water and whole food nutrition. So there is one other source that the body needs in order to repair damage, to heal the body, to build strong metabolisms, and even to grow. And that source is organic protein. Real protein. Protein is the fuel source for your cells. So our body is designed to take protein and convert it to amino acids to fuel the cells. And this is the engine that drives the metabolic functions. Examples would be balancing your body fluids or your pH, having strong immune system function, and storing energy for you. Therefore, organic protein, kind of a critical ingredient if we're going to have good health. But you know what? Science is at it again. They wanted to develop the artificial equivalent. So the scientists at the University of California, Berkeley, have used artificial intelligence to create an artificial heteropolymer to mimic protein that would circulate in your blood. So the question is, why make artificial protein when we already have natural sources of protein? Well, because there is more money, I guess, in creating biomaterials or fake protein and selling them to you when the organic protein sources are not available, such as chickens and beef. And I think we've already heard about the news about chicken farms and what's happened to the cattle out there. So how are they making this thing? According to the research, they take plastic to make fake polymers. And by the way, the scientists in this study labeled the artificial intelligence program a female. They referred to it as a her or a she, which I found creepy. So the computer program designed polymer mixtures to resemble proteins inside the human biological fluids. They call them heteropolymers. And these plastic proteins dissolve, and they're said to be able to support cell function as if it were organic protein. So the research hopes to use this research in other applications in biological science. So they have polymer scientists now. It's like a specialty. The University of California, Berkeley has a lab full of these polymer scientists, and they are asking the question if the human body can work just as well with fewer fake proteins. So they didn't want to make a bunch of them. They just want to kind of make a couple of them. So this means reducing the protein building blocks the body needs to run on. So the lead scientist, Ting Zhu, thinks it's possible using just two proteins for the body. She is designing this artificial protein with this AI, artificial intelligence, and it's going to mimic real protein for specific functions. So it's apparently using plastic polymers are very easy to synthesize instead of trying to recreate what nature has. So their first test was to use a polymer that mimics blood plasma. They've been trying to make artificial blood for decades. So they made artificial blood, and their artificial biological fluid was then able to keep natural protein intact without refrigeration, and they said it also made the protein more resistant to high temperatures, saying it was superior to real human blood. So, I mean, what is the real intent here? Because science has been on this course to reinvent creation. They are genetically altering mankind. And here's a quote from the University of California study. They said, the protein substances, or the heteropolymers, could be game-changing for biomedical applications, since a lot of effort today is put into tweaking natural proteins to do things they were not originally designed to do, or trying to recreate the 3D structures of natural proteins. Drug delivery of small molecules that mimic natural human proteins is one hot research field. End of quote. Well, the scientists are also using the synthetic polymers to replace the interior functions, or the, quote, guts of your cells with, well, the guts of your cells are called cytosol. So the team is, the scientists are stating here, the cell does not discern between real blood and artificial blood. So they want to replace the guts of our cells, even our blood and our guts. Blood and guts, Frank. That's what they want to do. So let's hear a quote from Dr. Ting Su, Berkeley, professor of chemistry and material science and engineering. Yep. She says, basically, all the data shows that we can use this design framework, this philosophy, to generate polymers to the point where that the biological system would not be able to recognize if it's a polymer or if it's a protein. We basically fool the biology. Mm-hmm. She goes on to say, the whole idea is that we design and inject you with plastics as part of a new ecosystem, and we, well, they behave like proteins. So it's a new ecosystem made of plastic. Wow. I think I'll pass, Doc. You know, I don't think I want a bunch of plastics. So the intent here is to use artificial intelligence to create artificial frameworks to enhance the work of hybrid biological systems in man. And ironically, this research was published in the March 2023 journal Nature. Dr. Su goes on, she says, we are using plastic polymers to interact with natural proteins to improve a system, making the polymers to naturally degrade and make the system recyclable and sustainable. I don't think my system needs to be recyclable. Do you, Frank? How about that? Do you want... they want to... You know, they recycle plastic. Yep. They're going to turn us all into plastic men and women. So really, is this the same as what God has created? Well, the question is the fake blood, the cells, and the protein the same as what we were born with? And science thinks they are, but they've improved upon them. So living tissue is complex, but this research team strips the complexity out of the equation, allowing for what they call flexibility. Here's a quote from the research, Dr. Su. We paid less attention to the actual amino acid sequences of proteins than to the functional subunits of the protein, or protein interaction as a lock and a key. And we feel it doesn't make much difference if the key is aluminum or steel. The actual composition of the subunits is less important than what they do. And nature doesn't do a lot of bottom-up molecule precision-driven design like we do here in the lab. End of quote. Ooh, talk about someone with a big head. She's just poo-pooing what God created here. So I can see why Chemist Sue doesn't want to think about the natural proteins, you know, the complexity of it all, because, hey, the body has more than 60,000 different proteins. that may overwhelm science. The proteins carry out different functions, such as your metabolic conversions, holding your cells together, and helping your muscles work. We're talking about functioning physically with the right proteins. Here's some examples. The right proteins, and you got many of them, help with antibodies for your immune system to function and work. They help with contractile proteins, so your muscles can contract when they're supposed to. That includes your heart beating, by the way. Enzyme functions, as well as hormonal functions. Structural proteins for cell structure to keep cells nice and strong so the cell walls don't collapse and bleed and crumble and fall apart. Storage proteins, store some protein for later. Transporter proteins, chemical messengers all through the system. Okay, Professor Sue says, we are not letting the biology tell us how the material should be designed. We are looking at individual pathways, individual factors, and not looking at it holistically, end of quote. Well, yeah, we kind of got that. So the FDA has really not approved the use of fake polymer proteins at this time. More research is being done on it. But personally, I think this is a massive mistake that they're doing. The redesign of metabolic systems will create havoc in the human body. Science thinks it can make the body into their creation of what they want it to be, but they should tread carefully upon God's copyright, because God reserved dominion of man for himself. Making the changes that science is doing is going to backfire. And we need to be aware of what science is doing. All right, so you want some natural protein out there? So if the cells need quality protein, not fake stuff, real stuff, we can get it from the animal and plant food sources. So plant protein offers as much protein as animal protein, but without all the fat. So spirulina and chlorella, for instance, offer as much protein as a large steak. So therefore, if we find there is a limited supply of animal meats, we can use these plant proteins and do very well. So you're going to find chlorella and spirulina in a product called Body Foundation Food Mix. Folks at Apothecary Herbs make it. It's one of their top sellers. They're always making that stuff every month. Twice a month they're making that because it's really a wonderful product. And it has lots of health benefits. So you can read more about it on their website, thepowerherbs.com, or you can ask for a free catalog and give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. You'll find that item on their website under the Energy tab, that category, Energy. And also use their coupon 23SPRING, and you'll save 25% on an order of $60 or more. That's their spring sale. But you want to hurry. The sale does end on March 25th. It's coming up here. And also restrictions do apply. So take advantage of the sale. Stock up on things you need. Yes, the plant protein does have a shelf life of 5 years. It's a powder. That's your body food mix. And you just, incorporate it into a smoothie or stir it into your favorite juice. And it covers your vitamins, amino acids, minerals, plant proteins, in one little scoop. So if the diet's kind of lacking in an area, you're going to feel the difference within an hour, of taking it. So most people get introduced to that particular product when they're doing their organ cleansing, because when you cleanse, you're supposed to super infuse some nutrition when you're doing it. And this product does that. And they say, well, can I just use this? Because I got a bunch of supplement bottles here. And I'm like, yeah, one item. And you swap out all the others. Yeah, because it's plant whole food based. So the chemistry was done by God, see. Nothing's stripped away of these plants. Everything that God put in the plants is there. So the chemistry's balanced. And it's, you know, organic. It's real protein. It's not fake plastic polymer protein. I'm sorry. I read these journals and I'm like, oh. I'm like, where are these people getting this stuff from? Where do they dream this stuff up? You know? So the power herbs, take advantage of the sale, save 25%, get your organ cleansing products, your immune support products, your metabolic strengthening products, and get your body food so you can have organic protein on the shelf whenever you need it. All right. Yes, we're going to be taking a break here in a few minutes, and we're going to kind of jumpstart our next topic. Since we've been talking about organic stuff here, organic protein, we're going to kind of talk a little bit about the organic market because it's been kind of going through some changes. And, you know, consumers out there, you know, they read organic all the time on packages. They see these little icons of supposedly, you know, companies that have tested stuff. So we're going to kind of go over, give you the skinny on the organic market here. So the pursuit for consumers to purchase organic foods can be a challenge these days. The market is kind of set up for consumers to look for these logos and seals to confirm the item is organic. So are these measures enough to prevent misrepresenting a product? Can you count and trust on that? Well, the truth is no, you can't. They're not enough. The regulations that are governing the organic food market have kind of loopholes in them big enough to drive a herd of cattle through. And this has kind of prompted some food import-export outfits and also agricultural companies to exploit this area in the market. So we're going to take a look at it so you can be better informed, especially when you're out there making decisions on, is this the product I should buy, you know? It's tough. I mean, to kind of, you know, I'm always looking at the ingredient list, you know. Nutritional panel, I'm not too much interested in. I'm wanting to read the ingredient list because according to FDA guidelines on labels on your products, all foods, and even supplements, you're supposed to list the ingredients, and you list them in the order in which it has the most ingredients. So the first ingredient should have the most volume in the product, and then the last one the least. Unless, of course, they're all equal, and then you would just list them all. But that's how it's set up. And, of course, that's what I look for. And if I get more than 7 or 8 ingredients, and if it reads like a chemical, I'm putting it back. That's just how it is. And that's how my kids shop today. I taught them. You know, it's not a food anymore. Put it away. No, don't buy that. So it looks like, you know, a paragraph out of a novel of ingredients. Oh, my word. Don't even think about it. Well, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we'll cover more of this organic market. And don't go away.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Go Green, Herb Talk Live, Green, now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night away.
Awesome, Frank. Awesome bouncy music. Thanks, Frank. Hey, I was twisting right here on my feet. Yeah. Okay, everybody's awake now, so we're going to talk about the organic market. Okay, so pay attention because you're the consumers out there, and you should be savvy about the organic market. So let's talk about these seals and logos that you see in a lot of packaging. You know, it's a, you know, certified organic, and it's got a seal from some sort of organization. So consumers are really looking for these insignias on products to help them say, hey, this is certifying, it's organic, it's natural, it's a product I want to buy. But unfortunately, this market is not exempt from fraud. So it is extremely hard when the industry, you know, kind of waters down and changes the standards of what makes organic products truly organic. So in this situation, there is really no black and white, but there's lots of gray areas. So in July of 2018, there was a report, the Vancouver, Washington newspaper called The Columbian. They were asking the question if the organic seals are credible. So the article mentioned standard disputes and fraud that is kind of worrisome to companies that are counting on the seals to help, you know, sell their products. So it kind of makes consumers wonder that, you know, they've seen the USDA organic seal and, you know, they see it's printed on nearly every grocery product you can see in the stores. Now people are saying, is this a scam? Well, let's look what the seals claim to do. So the organic seals, these symbols, are supposedly a signal to buyers that the product has been produced without fertilizers, pesticides. They're organic, either pesticides or fertilizers, organic or synthetic, and that the livestock is treated in under certain standards, humane standards. So words on paper really don't make that so, especially when there are disputes about the standards being used and the reports of conflict on these interests and fraud, you know, conflict of interest and all this fraud. So manufacturers are really not asking if the cost to be able to put these seals on their products is worth the price for a manufacturer to put these seals really on these products. They have to purchase a license. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or the USDA seal, and the National Organic Program, or the NOP, they both offer the use of their seals at a price between several hundred dollars to several thousand dollars. So for manufacturers to put these seals on their goods, it is costly to get the certification for use. So the average cost is about $1,200 a year for one item. Now, the USDA sets its prices with approximately 80 in-house certifying agents. So the agent gets the rates that the manufacturer has to pay to use the seal on their product. So the prices will be influenced by the size and scope of the manufacturer's operation. So there's not really a flat fee. The bigger your operation, the more you sell, the more you're going to pay. So the more the company makes, and the more expensive the fee is going to be for the license. However, there are additional costs that are set up to get this license. You have an application fee. You have an inspection fee. You have an assessment fee. You have a travel cost for the agent fee, and you have a renewal fee. So these fees will reflect the size and scale of the business operation. So maintaining the organic certification is also kind of a headache for companies, as industry standards and policy changes can alter all these costs. So some companies have found that it just isn't worth the trouble to get it and to stay certified to put it on the product. So they focus on making a quality organic product and spend the money elsewhere, such as educating their customer. And, you know, the word does get around. So the Columbian newspaper reported in this 2018 report that the USDA could not justify their claims, which establishes their organic seals. Here's a quote from the article. This was the federal court, September 2018. I guess there was an investigation. It said the U.S. Department of Agriculture was unable to provide reasonable assurance that required documentation for organic domestic products. So the Washington Post, now in 2018, blew the lid off of the USDA massive import shipments of supposedly organic grain, which were supposed to be used for animal feed. So there was also concern over organic dairy and eggs and them being certified as well. So farmers have also weighed in and said that the spirit of the organic market has strayed. So corrupted individuals got into this area, exploiting the industry, and have created a domestic and international ring of fraud. Not what you want to hear, consumers, I know. So the idea is good, you know, to have, you know, some sort of seal on something to help consumers when they're buying. But the system needs revamping, okay? So consumers should be more discerning when purchasing organic products. So the smaller farms tend to stay away from the mass marketing and merchandising of the system, but they still produce great organic food. So likewise, smaller family-owned manufacturers kind of hold to a higher organic standard, and their products can be trusted. Here's a quote from Charlotte Valley's, their policy analysis with the Consumers Union. They say the system in place isn't perfect, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't have a system that isn't good. So it needs improving. Ronnie Cummins, director of the Organic Consumers Association, says food co-ops and smaller stores may also be more knowledgeable about where products are coming from. So they're really more concerned about what they're offering their clients, and they educate themselves on everything they're selling. So what could be the root cause of all this problem? So the problem of this whole organic scam seems to have started with a few people in the agricultural market. So in 2021, a report in the New Yorker revealed a few buyers and renters of farms were leveraging the organic market and even importing foods that were not organic and passing them off as organic. So in the organic market, a few tractor trailers full of grains that are organic are worth about 4 to 5 times more than conventional grain. So the folks that scammed the system became millionaires and billionaires within a few years. And you might ask yourself, wasn't the product tested? Well, in some cases they were, but the standards are not consistent and some contamination is allowed. And as one farmer put it, this is John Hinkle, Paris, Missouri. He said, the real difference then between a ton of organic soybeans and a ton of conventional soybeans is the story that you can tell about them. Yeah, tell the inspector a little story about your soybeans and see what kind of seal you get. Now, in the New Yorker report, 2021, they said salesmanship has played a large role in whether a crop was certified organic or not. So it is all about marketing. The organic story has legitimate power. Well, I don't know. Organic story, I call that lying if it's not true. Chris Berner, Organic Land Management Finance, he says this, it is a huge flaw in the organic industry that farmers pay the certifier, the USDA, many thousands of dollars. The certifier has a conflict of interest because they don't want to blow the whistle on all the fraud. And so he goes on to say, if you saw the operation and saw what they do on the inspection, your mind would be blown. I do thousands of transactions a year, and they look only at 3 of them. End of quote. They inspect only 3 out of thousands, and everything gets an organic seal. What'd you say, Frank? If these people, became... What? They don't want to know who they, that you don't want to know who they are. And prosecute them and sue them. Oh, the billionaires. Okay, we'll try to get to that here, Frank. Let me ask, Frank's, what? If they are billionaires. Oh, I get you. Well, let's just look at this. Let me ask you if this sounds familiar. Just as there is a little oversight and the fox is watching the hen house in the scientific research field, so there is corruption and certification fraud in what is the organic industry and what is within that industry. And in many cases, the manufacturers are paying for the seal that means little towards the quality and type of product inside the packaging. Money answereth all things, Frank. Well, the federal investigation did list some of these people that became billionaires and stuff, but I would prefer people go read it for themselves, because I don't want to get into that sticky wicket and having my phone ring. So ingredients and processes matter when you're looking at an end result product. So I've always said that if you start with a real certified till standard organic ingredient and you guard against the processing of that food source, you want to preserve the organic strength, the alkaloid, and all the nutrition in it. Processing can change things. So when you heat things, it changes them chemically. So this is, and herbs are very heat and light sensitive. That's why they're always in the dark glass bottles. So if you're careful about the process, you will end up with an organic product in the end. So a lot of producers, let's say, in the organic market are working extra hard to defend the real organic standard. A lot of independent third-party testing right now seems to be what some people are relying on to determine if something is organic. But, you know, it just depends on, you know, who you're getting to do the testing. You know, it's sort of like the inspectors at the USDA. Are they really doing what they should? So so what we do at Apothecary Herbs, we get testing right from the organic farms. So the organic farms that grow the produce, or the herbs, they get testing, and then they give us the testing reports. And we get the same thing from the organic alcohol folks. So all their crops are tested. And they say they're till standard organics, and they're certified. So, you know, how 100% sure are we on that? Well, nobody's 100% sure on anything. But we're doing the best we can with the organic testers. There are several third-party companies that test, and this helps a lot to deter fraud. So there's some really good ones out there. And a lot of our suppliers are using those laboratories and testing agencies. So we put together professional strength herb formulas here, whole food ones. So nothing stripped away. All the alkaloids are intact. So, you know, no heat in the process. We were real careful about that. All things are cold pressed, no heat, no forced extraction methods. So you have the entire chemistry of the plant that God put in there, so it works right. Unfortunately, a lot of companies they don't do that. They do forced extraction. They use a lot of friction and heat in the process, and it kind of lowers the potency value of the end result of the herbal product. And these are the big players in the market. They can make a herbal tincture in a day and get it packaged in the box on the truck out for delivery, but you sacrifice potency when you do that. You do. It's sort of like you crush grapes today, you got grape juice. But if you age it, you have wine. So there has to be an aging process. And there's a lot to be said for a natural aging of either wine or your herbal tinctures. It allows for the photo elements of the plant to transfer into the catalyst liquid. And forced extraction kind of forces those elements into the liquid, but with a lot of heat, it changes them chemically. So that's why people, when they discover Apothecary Herbs, because they naturally age in cold press, they figure out, whoa, this is a game changer. Plus, because you got potency. You have a professional strength formula, and that's how it's supposed to be made. But it takes time to make that. It takes 30 days to make that. So, if you're wondering why Apothecary Herbs is different, it's the processing, it's the organic product. Start with a great product, but the processing has to protect the organic nature of the product. So, thepowerherbs.com, you take the power back with what God intended. And he says, herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So the powerherbs.com, give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're on the website, sign up for the free online newsletters. You'll get empowering information each week, and they're absolutely free. So the American Survival and the Health Quest, you can look them up there and see what they're about and sign up. You will need email to receive those newsletters, though, thepowerherbs.com. Okay, so we have a few minutes, so I thought we'd talk about how science is building a bunch of pathogens. And pathogens are infectious agents. So the word pathogen refers to actually disease. And science has been perfecting the art of creating these diseases over about 100 years. So recently, researchers at the Medical University of Vienna found 7 different diseases in the COVID-19 virus, and their research also was published in the November 2020 Journal of Nature. So what will science come up with next regarding what they're creating in the lab, supposedly for our benefits? And I don't think they are for our benefits. Michael Hagerman, he's with the Science Journal, he said this: it's almost like that famous trick where a magician drops pieces of rope into your hat and then pulls out the whole length intact. Scientists can now smuggle up to 17 snippets of disease or DNA into a cell, and presto, it comes out as an infectious influenza the likes no one has ever seen before. The goal of the vaccine developers is to create strains of pathogens, end of quote. Yeah, they can't sell a lot of vaccines if they don't have an infectious agent to counter it, supposedly counter it. And a lot of it's tailor-made. So Michael Hagerman is aptly describes the goal of science is to create a bunch of diseases. And we've known for some time that the scientific research, the lab techs kind of tinker with viral strains through the genetic DNA material sequencing, and then they create RNA viruses. So these are what they call tailor-made viruses. However, with the sleight of hand and the editing of these viruses, it can kind of get out of hand, like you're witnessing with new forms of measles and outbreaks there, which is creating more of an epidemic outbreak. Now, physicians in Canada have reported that a strain of measles in the vaccine is not by nature. It was created in the lab, and it was a very dangerous form of measles. So it was not an organic form of the disease. So the proteins and the enzymes in the native DNA of a virus get manipulated and altered, and this creates a new version of the disease, and it changes the gene reading machinery. Here's what Michael Hagerman says. To complicate matters regarding influenza, the virus consists of 8 RNA segments, and all of which have to end up in the same cell to make viral particles. So we've got, you know, people in labs, virologists, doing this. They're recreating diseases, and they're making them more virulent. So the work of virologists like Yashirio Kawawaka, he is described by some in the scientific community as brilliant, and others label him as reckless. So Kawaka at the University of Wisconsin makes influenza strains from scratch. Therefore, these strains will be nothing like what nature made. So what Kawaka does is insert DNA versions of viruses using 8 viral segments called plasmids and shoots them into the cells with other elements, other genes, to create a different subgroup of enzymes. And this can kickstart the proteins to create a new RNA virus. So the scientists call this process creating 12 plasmids as a tour de force. Aren't they clever? So after they inject this cocktail into cells, in 24 hours it creates an infectious particle of a virus. And when they add other genes and other elements, it boosts the virus's protection tenfold, so it's hard to get rid of it. Now, prior to Kawaka's method, science could only manipulate a single influenza virus segment. one at a time, which created very simple and basic influenza vaccines. But now the vaccines are loaded with viral strains and manipulated RNA. Here is what Andrew Peskos, virologist at Northwestern University in Illinois, says. This opens the door for us to analyze all the functions of influenza by mutating every single gene or combinations thereof. These findings speed up vaccine development. And as new, more virulent influenza strains emerge, we can isolate the genes and substitute them with other strains, creating a new pathogen and a vaccine. Yeah, new disease, new vaccines. It's like an assembly line. You'll never be free of pandemics. Never be free of pandemics. So, there's a whole bunch of material here on this topic, so we'll have to stop here, and we'll try to pick it up next time regarding science creating diseases. And, you know, God warned us, talking to Moses in the New Testament, he says, you know, you were afraid. Moses said, you were afraid. You're talking to Israel. You were afraid of the plagues of Egypt. But if you disobey God, you'll have those plagues and all the diseases not written of in this book. So Ebola's not in there. All these diseases we have in modern time aren't in the Bible. You know, they had, you know, the standard stuff, you know. But they don't know what we've got. We've got stuff that man created in the lab to unleash as a bioweapon, unfortunately. That's what we have. We have science making bioweapons. So that's pretty much the truth of it. And they're admitting it, that what they're doing. Now, of course, they're saying it's for our benefit. Well, the disease didn't exist until you messed with it. How is that a benefit? Well, be savvy and be wise out there in your organic market, in your herbal supplements, in your natural organic protein, and God will bless you, because he said herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. Trust in that. Trust in that. I do every day. So don't forget, big sale. It's a spring sale. Can't believe it's spring, Frank. Thank you, Lord. And it's 25% off orders of $60 or more. Use a discount coupon 23SPRING in the shopping cart online, over the phone, or on your order form. Get your order form in the mail before the 25th of March, because that's when the sale ends. And thepowerherbs.com. Sign up for the newsletters if you're on there. Get empowered each week with information you're not going to get anywhere else. It's a learning curve, yes, but it's easy to understand and to embrace. Truth is easy. It's the delusion that's hard. All right. So thepowerherbs.com. Yeah, don't forget, spend some time with the Lord in prayer, in his scripture, and be wise. We're supposed to seek wisdom and understanding. Wisdom is our sister and understanding our kinswoman. That's what we're supposed to do. They go together. And we're supposed to seek that. And when you have wisdom and understanding, You'll be able to discern truth from delusion and deception, and you'll be able to judge. You're supposed to judge everything. That's what you do with wisdom and discernment. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.